How important is it to know the origin of COVID?
It's absolutely essential, Chuck, and here's the reason why. This is now our third major coronavirus epidemic slash pandemic of the 21st century. We had the original SARS in 2002, 2003 that arose out of southern China, affected Toronto, Ontario. Then we had Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome come out in 2012 and caused that terrible epidemic in South Korea in 2015. This is the third one, and Mother Nature is telling us what's going to happen. There's going to be COVID-26 and COVID-32 unless we fully understand the origins of COVID-19. And this is absolutely critical. And what's needed, and you know, what I'm concerned about is I think the intelligence community has been all over this for the last year and a half. It's not like they've not made efforts. I'm personally of the opinion that we've pushed intelligence about as far as we can. What we need to do is we need to do an outbreak investigation. We need a team of scientists, of epidemiologists, virologists, bat ecologists in Hubei province for a six month to year long period and fully unravel the origins of COVID-19. That includes collecting virus samples and blood samples from domestic livestock, from bats, from laboratory animals. It means doing the same for people living in the endemic area. Remember, there are some indications that this may have actually started in Hubei province as early as the summer of 2019. And the South China Morning Post reported that the first known case was in November. So there's a lot going for natural origins, but it also means interviewing the scientists too and looking at lab notebooks. We have to do this. It's not only in the national interest of China and the United States, it's in our global interest.